From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton officially accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president at the party convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, late Thursday.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Clinton also criticized Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump as being too unstable and too inexperienced to be president.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Clinton also reached out to supporters of her chief rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, saying the country needs their enthusiasm and their passion. She is the first female candidate to be selected as a major party's nominee for president in the United States. Republican presidential candidate Trump also said he was being sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack into Clinton's email server. Trump's comments came on top of concerns about the leak of nearly 20,000 emails hacked from the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington and released by WikiLeaks prior to the Democratic convention in Philadelphia. U.S. computer experts have said they believe Russian state actors are behind the hack. Campaigning Thursday, Trump also accused the Democrats of telling lies about him at their convention this week. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says four corridors will be set up to permit civilians and unarmed fighters to leave the now besieged rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo. Syrian government is promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months. City has been surrounded and nearly 300,000 people are trapped inside of it. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva that the UN Special Envoy for Syria says he's seriously concerned about the welfare of the people of Aleppo.
News of the Russian military proposal came while the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, was attending a weekly meeting of the Humanitarian Access Task Force. De Mistura says he and his colleagues were taken by surprise.
It is premature for me and others to actually make any comments until we have further details and on what has been and is the Russian proposal or initiative.
Under the Russian proposal, civilians reportedly will be allowed to leave Aleppo through three routes and rebels through a fourth. An estimated 300,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. Government forces are encircling the city, making it impossible for aid agencies to bring in food, medicine, and other essential supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, al-Nusra Front, has announced it's breaking ties with the global terror network. In a video, the leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, for the first time said the organization decided to stop operating under the banner of al-Nusra and set up a new front called Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. President Obama's spokesman Josh Earnest says the Obama administration is still committed to fighting extremists, despite news that the group was cutting off its ties with al-Qaeda.
President Obama, the rest of the Obama administration, and our military actions have been focused on and directed against a variety of extremist groups inside of Syria, including both ISIL and the Nusra Front.
Analysts say al-Nusra aims to rebrand and defend itself as it comes under increased pressure after Moscow and Washington agreed to step up joint efforts against jihadist groups. Turkey's Supreme Military Council has gathered in a hastily planned meeting to replace more than 2,400 military personnel who were dismissed this week. Turkey's military leaders must fill vacancies for 149 generals and admirals, nearly half of the 358-member contingent who were suspected to be involved in the July 15th failed coup attempt. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.